Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 25 of Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest, and today we're going to talk about the Akashic Records, the journey of the soul, and medical intuition. Now, some of you may already know that when working as a medical intuitive, there are a lot of different kinds of information that you can access. So typically we want to get physical information. We want to find out what are the physical causes of the person's ailments. We also might want to look at the emotional causes of somebody's illness. We can do both of those things by scanning the person's aura, by tuning in clairvoyantly, clairsentiently, clairaudiently, to the body itself and talking to the organs. But what if we want to address a spiritual cause of illness? To do that, we're going to have to get information about that person's pre-life agreements. And when I first was starting out doing medical intuition readings, I was really only focusing on physical and emotional causes of illness, and that was what most people really wanted. Most people really want to know what the physical causes of illness are. Some people, a certain subset of clients, are open to hearing about the emotional causes of illness, and everybody isn't. And there's a good reason for that, because a lot of the people that go to medical intuitives are patients, typically women, who have had not the best experiences with healthcare providers. And what often happens is that they experience medical gaslighting when they go to see practitioners. And what is medical gaslighting? That's when your doctor or practitioner tells you that your experiences are not real or not valid, or they try to act like nothing's wrong with you, or they try to act like your test results, which indicate there's a problem, should be ignored, and they give you some other reason why normal test results aren't relevant, etc. But basically, they just keep coming up with different reasons not to help you, essentially. And so a lot of people who have this experience of medical gaslighting, one of the experiences that they will have in the context of that is they will have doctors tell them that their condition is caused solely by emotional causes. And while it is the case that there are some conditions that are caused by emotional causes only, the way that this is understood in the allopathic field in, Western medicine, is that this is understood as something that doctors are not equipped to treat. And so instead of just saying, oh, I'm not really trained, I don't really understand what stress and illness or emotional causes and illness, instead what they'll say to the client is, oh, what you have isn't real, or it's not physical, or and they'll kind of make this false equality between that which has an emotional cause and that which is unreal. And this really has everything to do with, the compartmentalization of knowledge and how Western medicine has developed in such a way that it's, failed to really understand holistic health. And just the way that doctors and nurses in the kind of Western model have been trained or not trained. And so what this means is that some people who have that experience might not be interested in hearing about the emotional causes of their illness because maybe that's all they've heard about for years. And they're going to need to get an explanation of what's going on in their body physically before they're going to be available to address the emotional causes. And that's, true of a lot of things in our life, right? house is on fire, you know, our first concern is getting the fire out. And we're not really interested in having conversations with the firemen about how maybe our lack of sleep and stress in our life might have contributed to the thing that caused the fire, right? The first concern is, okay, the house is on fire. How do we address the fire? And so when a person is coming to a medical intuitive, they're in pain, they're in distress, they're often dealing with long-term chronic pain or long-term chronic disability of some kind. And what they need first and foremost is a solution, right? They need a solution to the physical pain. Once that's addressed, they can then be available for the emotional causes. But what happens when the cause of their illness is spiritual? That's what we're talking about today, spiritual causes of illness. And these are not the most common causes, right? The most common causes of illness are physical. Second most common is emotional. And usually there are both physical and emotional causes for any illness. But there are sometimes physical, emotional, and spiritual causes for an illness. And there are sometimes only spiritual causes for an illness. And so what is an example of a spiritual cause of an illness? One thing to look at that's a very good indication that something has a spiritual cause is congenital conditions. So conditions that people are born with. When we're born with something, that usually indicates that it was a part of our pre-life agreement. Right, we chose to incarnate into a body with a certain, you know, what we might think of as defect, which maybe isn't really a defect at all, but from the earth plane consciousness, it's perceived as a defect, right? Something to do with the body that makes it not work as well as other bodies, or that, you know, limits the person in some way, creates some type of disability or handicap or, you know, limitation. You know, somebody born with cerebral palsy, somebody born blind, somebody born, you know, lacking limbs, somebody born with something where it's going to give them a different life than if they had been born with a typical body. And so sometimes people, you know, have something that they're born with from birth and they really are troubled by it. And they're like, why? You know, why did I incarnate with this? Why do I have this condition? Why do I have to struggle or suffer in a way that, you know, others don't? And what I have found is that when we go to the pre-life conference of that person, there is usually a really good reason why that soul decided to incarnate into that body with that particular condition. Now, another example of a spiritual cause is an illness that you're not necessarily born with, but it's an illness that shows up at a pivotal time in your life. And as a result of that, you know, injury or illness, you make a big change. It causes you to make a big change in your life. Now, these are often spiritually caused conditions as well. Why? Because the soul decided before incarnating that it wanted to have the opportunity to pivot the soul or to remind the soul of something, and to do it through a big event. And these big events can be, you know, of various kinds. you know, a calamity, a trauma, an illness, an accident, the loss of somebody, a natural disaster, right? There are things that can happen in our life that can cause us to seriously pivot. And what I have found when I go to the pre-life meetings of souls is that These are moments that are programmed into the life where the soul said, you know, I want to have the opportunity to remind myself of what my purpose is. So I'm going to put in these calamities as options, right? If I have gotten off my path, or if I need a reminder, then I'll have this calamity, this illness, this injury, this disaster, which will help me to pivot back, you know, to remind me of who I am, or to pivot in such a way that it helps me to get back on my path. Now, these pre-life agreements, you know, how did I find out about them? You know, when I was doing medical intuition, I was accessing all of the information through my clairs, you know, tuning into the physical body and the etheric body. But if you want to get spiritual information about a person, there's three main ways you can access it. One, you can try to actually access those higher energy bodies of the person. So you can try to access not just their physical body or their etheric body or their astral body, but you can try to go above that to their mental or causal body to try to actually access things like their past lives and their pre-life agreements. Another way you can get that information is to work with guides, with spirits. So to work as a medical medium, you can work with a spirit doctor or some type of spirit who has access to that information about the person. Now, that has to be a rather high-level guide to have access to the soul's past lives. You know, typically a spirit doctor that you would be working with as a medical medium is going to be able to help you identify and diagnose physical ailments and emotional causes. But to access spiritual causes, you have to be able to access the person's past lives, their pre-life agreements, their soul contracts, and their karmic ties. And so I have found that the most effective way to access all of that information is to go to the Akashic Records. And so I had been going to the Akashic Records throughout my life, but I didn't know that's what they were called. And at a certain point in my life, I found out that's what they were called. And I just suddenly felt an interest in working with the records. And so it happened that as I was working with my medical intuition clients, I started to go up to the records and begin to access information about my clients' past lives and pre-life agreements, their karma and their soul contracts. And all of that information helped me to explain some spiritual causes of illness. So what are the Akashic Records? The Akashic Records is an energy library that holds the records of all souls and all of their incarnations. And it exists, you can think of it as existing in another plane of existence. I think of it as existing on the 11th level in the causal plane, near the border between the mental and causal planes. Other people have other conceptions of it, but essentially, in order to access it, you go into an altered state, or you can think of it as going out of your body and traveling to a higher realm. Anybody can access their own Akashic Records and get information about themselves, and I actually teach people to do this, and so I've created a course that you can access on my website. You can take my Akashic Records Cosmic Wisdom course and learn how to access your own Akashic Records. But some people like me actually have access to everybody's Akashic Records. And so I was able to start accessing the records of all my clients And it was through that experience that I learned about the journey of the soul, that I learned, you know, what happens before we incarnate, what happens after we incarnate. And what are the decisions that we make before we're born? And so in the journey of the soul, you know, I learned that, you know, before we're born, we have a meeting with our incarnation guides. And when we meet with them, we discuss things like, you know, what kind of body am I going to incarnate with? Where am I going to incarnate? Like what geographical location, what kind of family, what kind of parents am I going to choose with what traits, what community, what religion, what gender, what sexuality? Am I going to be in a poor family, a rich family? Am I going to be born into a country that has political strife or war? And which gender, you know, what gender am I going to pick? And how does that gender relate to the status of that gender in the time period that I'm incarnating into? And so all of these things are, you know, are things that we think about and that we plan. And so what I see is I see these people sitting on a cloud with their incarnation guides, and they're going over all of the variables that they're choosing. And the variables that they're choosing are variables that are related to their purpose. And so one of the things that they decide before incarnating is what their purpose is in coming to the planet. What do they hope to accomplish during this lifetime? And then, depending on what their purpose is, they're going to want to incarnate in a certain type of body, in a certain place, with certain parents and certain physical attributes, because that's going to help them fulfill their purpose. And so even an illness or a disability can be something that a soul chooses because it's going to help them fulfill their purpose. So an example I always like to give is Superman. Christopher Reeves, you know, he played Superman for many years, and then he had an accident and became a paraplegic. And you can see how that was obviously a spiritually caused illness, that his soul decided, let's have this accident at this certain point in my life because it will allow me to teach the world through my body. And we see that with a lot of people, Helen Keller, you know, different people who it's very clear that the quote unquote disability that they incarnated with was actually necessary for them to fulfill their purpose. And these are often kind of high level souls that incarnate with serious physical disabilities because it allows them to be in a teacher role. But we decide all of these things, and we also will talk about things like soul contracts before we incarnate. And so that's when other souls decide to have an agreement with us about things that they want to work on, we want to work on, and that we're going to work on together. And so this is when people talk about soulmates, we're really talking about people we have soul contracts with. And a soulmate is not necessarily a romantic partner. A soulmate is somebody that you decided to fulfill a contract with. And so you might incarnate as, you know, mother and child, spouses, co-workers, siblings, cousins, neighbors. You don't necessarily have a particular type of relationship in terms of, you know, on the earth plane. But what you do have is you have a contract. And so your relationship with these kind of people will be very intense. And it might be intensely good. It might be intensely bad. But it will be very intense. And it will be the kind of relationship that changes you in some fundamental way. Or changes them And so some contracts that we sign up for are to help the other soul. Some of them are to help us. Most of them are to help both of us in some way. And then there's the issue of karma. So karmic ties are a little bit different from soul contracts, because karmic ties are all about what happened in a past life. And so in the Akashic Records, you can also access your past lives. And those can be very informative in terms of understanding your current life, especially if there are karmic ties. So what's a karmic tie? Karma is all about balance. So if in one lifetime you have a certain relationship, you might decide to incarnate with that person again to have a different relationship. So let's say in a past life, I was a slave owner and I enslaved a particular person. I might then, I'll have a karmic relationship with that person because I harmed them in a past life. So I might choose in this life to balance that karma out by having a different kind of relationship with that soul that I oppressed in the last life. And that can look a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to look like that person oppressing me in the same way that I oppress them. But it might be a different configuration that allows my soul to understand what it's like to be in a different position vis-a-vis oppression. So I might incarnate in a different lifetime with them where I am the mother of a child who is oppressed, so that I then have an understanding of what it's like to be on the receiving end of oppression, even if it's one step removed. And so sometimes we have past lives that have created some karma that we want to balance out in this life. And so then we will say, well, I'm gonna be born poor this time, because in my last couple lives, I used my wealth and status to mistreat people who didn't have wealth and status. And so I want to experience what it's like to not have wealth and status. And so karma also plays a role in how we incarnate. And karma can also impact a physical condition we have. We might choose to incarnate with a particular challenge in our health because it's going to help us to balance out our karma, to have an experience that will give us a more well-rounded understanding of life. That's what karma is about. It's about having an understanding of every perspective, right? Now, in the Akashic Records, you can ask questions like, what's the spiritual cause of this ailment or this disability? And you can get information about what role or purpose it plays. Is it karmic? Is it a soul contract? Is it something that's related to your purpose? Is it a part of your purpose? Or was it programmed in to remind you of your purpose? Is it there because you're off your purpose? Is it happening to alert you to certain changes you need to make in your life? Sometimes people will manifest serious illnesses as a way to get them to leave their job or leave their marriage or leave the part of the country they live in or even the country they live in. So sometimes illness is a catalyst for change. And so sometimes the soul will program in that serious illness in order to, compel the personality to make an important change. I often saw that as a medical intuitive. I often had clients who would come to me and I would find out that they were sick because of, say, their relationship. They were in a marriage that was toxic and their body was responding to the toxicity of the relationship by breaking down. And as a result, the only way they were going to get better was to leave that relationship. which is often, you know, it's a dramatic, right? It's a dramatic thing to have to do, to leave a long-term relationship. But sometimes if you have to do something dramatic and you're unwilling to do it, your body will manifest a dramatic illness in order to impress upon you how urgent the change is. So all of these spiritual causes can be accessed in the Akashic Records. And so whether you, as a medical intuitive, access the records to help other people find out about the spiritual causes, or you access your own records to help yourself understand your own ailments, it's a great resource. I really think that, you know, medical intuition, medical scanning, whole body scanning, using the clairs in combination with the Akashic Records is a really comprehensive way to assist people. And of course, you can also work as a medical medium where you work with spirit doctors. But I encourage people that if you're going to work with a spirit doctor, that you also develop your medical intuition, that you don't just rely on a spirit doctor to assist you, because what happens if that spirit doctor can no longer help you? Then all of a sudden you'll be unable to help anybody. But if you develop your medical intuition, your ability to use your clairs to scan someone's body and get information, and then you also have some spirit doctors on board that can assist you, if one day the spirit doctor is unavailable or if they can no longer work with you, you still have access to all of that information, you know, through medical intuition. And if you combine medical intuition with the Akashic Records, then you have access to physical, emotional, and spiritual causes of illness, which is, you know, all that you need. Now, we do have other causes that I don't talk about as much. For example, mental causes. And I'll probably do a whole episode on that, because that's a whole another topic, looking at thought forms and how we're influenced by our environment. You know, there's a lot we can talk about when it comes to mental causes of illness as well. I don't focus on that as much, at least in my, you know, my medical intuition course, or when I'm talking about medical intuition, because it's not what I see as a primary cause that a lot of people have. And also because I've seen the way in which a focus on thoughts and mental attitude has been misused in ways that are harmful to sick people, so that people are being blamed for their illness and being told, oh, it's their thinking that's wrong and that's why they're sick. That's a simplification of mental causes of illness that can do more harm than help. And so, yeah, we'll do another episode on that where we just talk only about mental causes. But for now, I wanted to focus on the spiritual causes and the Akashic Records. And I want to take a little time to do something I never do, which is to ask you to support this podcast. You may have noticed that I haven't been recording a lot of episodes, and I really would like to record episodes more consistently, but I tend to focus on, you know, the things that earn me money, and also on the writing of my books. And I'm just finishing a second book right now, Sovereign Wisdom, which will come out soon. My book, The Ethical Psychic, is available everywhere. And I would like to really spend more time on this podcast, but I haven't really been asking for support for the podcast. And so today I'm going to ask for support. You can support me in different ways. You can go to my Patreon account, which is under my, I forgot what it's under, but it's on my, my Podomatic page. It's also on my website, drvessmedicalintuitive.com. So you can join my Patreon and support me in that way. You can also buy my courses. I have courses for sale. on my website, and that also supports me. If you want to just donate to the podcast, you can donate to me via Venmo at Jennifer Lisa Vest. I'm also on Cash App at Dr. Vest. Or you could just email me if you want to find some other way to support me. I do have 3 different classes for sale on my website of varying prices. I have an All About Auras class, which is $99, and I have a Akashic Records class, which is $249, and then I have a Medical Intuition course, which is quite comprehensive, which is $499. And these are all on-demand, online, courses which really go into depth about the topic and have exercises and are all designed to ensure that you can actually, work as a medical intuitive, that you can actually access your Akashic Records by the end of the course. And in the auras class, it teaches you how to perceive the aura, which you can use for psychic work, medical intuition work, healing work. So those are some of my offerings, and I encourage you to support me. I would like to start uploading episodes on a regular basis, and I have some colleagues who've expressed an interest in helping me to produce this podcast more often. And so if you want to support this podcast, I'd appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening. This has been Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest.